SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says the Iran war is nearing an end.
Thanks to the progress we've made, I can say tonight that we are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly.
In last night's address to the nation, the president said Operation Epic Fury has neutralized the Iranian threat, nuclear and otherwise.
The country has been eviscerated and essentially is really no longer a threat. They were the bully of the Middle East, but they're the bully no longer.
Mr. Trump says in 4 weeks, American forces have delivered swift victories, adding that if Iran does not make a deal with the U.S., we're going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard. Launched last night from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, four astronauts, they're on their way to the moon.
These are the first humans to head to the moon since 1972. Their first day will be spent in high orbit around the Earth, where they're checking out their spacecraft. If all looks okay, the go-ahead will be given for a blast of their main engine so they can begin their journey to the moon. During their 10-day mission, they'll be passing around its far side, the side we never see from Earth, before heading home and splashing down in the Pacific Ocean. This is a significant moment for NASA. Artemis 2 will pave the way for a lunar landing scheduled for 2028 and, eventually, a moon base.
That's BBC's Rebecca Morrell. House Speaker Johnson, Senate Majority Leader Thune say they've agreed on a plan to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. The agreement puts the leaders on the same page, raising hopes for an end to the longest partial government shutdown ever. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. Dow futures down 422 points. NASDAQ futures off 345. This is SRN News. Attacks on Christians in Nigeria are surging.
Muslim terrorists are targeting believers in the African nation during Holy Week. Two separate attacks killed dozens on Palm Sunday. Christians have been the target of Islamic terror groups in Nigeria for decades, and the death toll numbers in the tens of thousands. President Trump has led an international effort to get the Nigerian government to address the problem, even launching airstrikes on terrorist base camps in recent months. Michael Harrington reporting.
Vice President Vance has a new book about his religious faith coming out. HarperCollins publisher says the book is called Communion, Finding My Way Back to Faith, and comes out June 16th. Vance says the book explains how he went from atheism to Catholicism, linking the change to finding purpose. The announcement is likely to ramp up speculation that the vice president is thinking about seeking the presidency in 2028. This is SRN News. Australia is beginning to enforce its social media platform law.
Australia is considering bringing court action against Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube after alleging they are not doing enough to keep Australian children younger than 16 off their platforms. Australia banned young children from holding accounts on 10 social media platforms in December. The first report from the E-Safety Commission about compliance with the law was issued Tuesday. It found significant concerns with five platforms and was gathering evidence against them. Keith Peters, Washington.
Marine archaeologists have found the wreck of a Danish warship. It sank in the 1801 Battle of Copenhagen. Denmark's Viking Ship Museum says divers are now racing to excavate the wreck before construction begins nearby. The wreck lies 50 feet down in thick mud with near zero visibility. More details, SRNnews.com.